morning. It's morning somewhere. It's 1:09 p.m. on Wednesday, April the 26th, 2023, here on a mostly cloudy day, Front Range of Greeley, Colorado. So of course my nose is kind of picked this moment to start running away with my mustache. When I got up this morning, I thought sure I was going to be on the treadmill this afternoon, but rain stopped. Late morning, everything's still a little damp. Humidity's really high. Sun is warm. I'm zipped into my extra fleecy hoodie, so I'm mostly comfortable. I baked the first sourdough loaf this morning. It's really dense. I probably could have given it another 24 hours of rise time, but I wanted to see what it looked like. I think it did double. The loaf that came out seemed really small. I'm not exactly sure why. The dough was really sticky too when I was working it, so I don't know, maybe I didn't put as much flour in as I thought I did. But it tastes really good. I'll give it that. It tastes really good. I've had 3 or 4 quality control samples since it came out of the oven. A couple with butter, a couple with peanut butter. Yeah, it works. I mean, it's pretty tasty. The loaf itself is pretty heavy. Which makes me think there's still a lot of water in it. And I should have scored the top of the loaf. It cracked in the middle. The top crust was sturdy enough so that as it was cooking, it lifted. It lifted the loaf, the lid off it. Looks real good. I mean, compared to where it was when I put it in the oven, just kind of like a flat pool in the bottom of a loaf pan, to what it came out to be was actually kind of gratifying. So, first loaf, not the crashing success, but not a loss. First step in a long journey, I guess. So now the question is, now that I've got like one slice of regular yeast bread to go, do I put on a yeast bread for this afternoon? Because while I like the sourdough, I'm not sure everybody else is going to. Do I do something totally rash, like make 2 loaves, 1 yeast, and 1 sourdough? So I can bake the sourdough this afternoon. Well, 1 o'clock. 1:30 by the time I get back. One 2:30 for the first rise. 2:45, 3:45 for the second. Yeah, I could bake a loaf. Bake a loaf this afternoon. Even bake it this evening. Maybe I'll do that. I'll do 1 of each. kind of a pleasant day. So this morning, I worked on licks, putting days, school days. I keep on calling the schools out, but it's school days. Putting school days into paperback, or building the PDF for the paperback. And I was surprised how fast it came together. I did all of the ISBN stuff for that book. I probably should have done all three of them, because I know I'm going to need them. It's just that one of the required fields is a publication date. It's like, I don't have a publication date yet, really. But one thing that stood out, and I had to go back and redo the EPUB as well, because I always put the list of other works. And I was a little bit embarrassed that I had picked a copy of the other works list that didn't have like half the books on it. It's like, whoopsie. So I had to go back and I fixed that one anyway. I haven't gone back. Technically, I should probably go through all 20 books and 21 books and fix the other works. But I did take time to figure out how to make two columns. It turned out to be stupidly easy, but the list of works is pretty long, and so I wanted to put them in two columns so it didn't take up an extra page in the paperback. Not like that one page is going to make much difference, but it makes it look better. I thought it made it look better, so that's what I did. Am I recording? Says I am. 8 minutes and 51. All right. So yeah, I was surprised at how quickly that book came together in paperback. The latest version of Licks was, I mean, it just screams on this machine. Part of it is I'm not running it off a hard drive that has to spin up every time. I'm not disk bound. And part of it is I've worked with it enough. It's like, oh yeah, I have to do this. That's how I do that. So I've made some largely cosmetic changes to try to get that paperback under control. It's 270 pages in paperback. It's 120,000 words, 117,000, something like that. But the paperback looks good. I'm really pleased with it. Tomorrow I'll probably do Dark Knight Station. I've got that one. I've got the cover art for that, so I could push out a paperback for that in the next few days. Not that anybody's been asking for it. And when I went through and loaded it in the story Bible, I realized, wow, this book is... it's very chaotic. The book itself is chaotic. The way the story is told is chaotic. It's got all these different points of view, and they're all in different time zones. They're all in different time frames. Some of them overlap, some of them don't. Coming up on it, get ready, sit with me, Monk Post. In a certain sense, it makes a great deal of sense with the story that's being told. In another sense, it's hard to peg it down in terms of, this is 50 years before. Verkel Condor is like 70 years old by the time, 55 years old, 65 years old by the time Natalia and Zoya meet him. So while, you know, he's just a little bit younger than I am now, he's only in his middle age because he's expected to live to be 130, 140. And I've been playing House Flipper. Part of me is going, why? And the other part is saying, well, it's pretty relaxing. I mean, there's a lot of... there's a lot of grind. There's actually only grind. I'm still working through the job assignments. I haven't purchased my first home in this playthrough yet. The first house to flip. I may do that next. I've got to finish one. I got interrupted last night and went to bed. And so, maybe this afternoon I'll play and finish that one task and that one job and invest some of my hard-earned money into a house and see what I can do for flipping the house. I mean, it's kind of silly. I'm the only one who sees them. But the same thing is true of Ark. Nobody sees what I've done on Ark. Nobody sees the houses or the fancy builds. Or I think the only difference is that I can go visit my fancy builds anytime I want in Ark. And that's not the case. Once I've sold the house, I don't get to see it again. I can go back and redo that house, but I don't get to go back and see that house again. I have to redo it. Still thinking about a new game. Horizon Zero Dawn keeps getting high marks. I don't know if my machine will run it yet. I haven't tried it. I suspect it will. There's instructions on how to do it that don't include Lutris. I may install Lutris just for the sake of, perhaps I'll see some different games that I like better. kind of wish I had Railroad Tycoon. There is a version of Railroad Tycoon out there somewhere. I've seen it, I've downloaded it and tried to play it. But because it's such an old game, it doesn't fit my monitor. It'll only show up as a little window in the middle of my screen with black all around it, because it will only go so high in terms of screen resolution. I don't know if it's a fault of the version that I saw or what, but I remember when I got Railroad Tycoon and I just played the hell out of it. And I didn't always win against the other tycoons. But it was, I really enjoyed developing the towns so that when my trains showed up, there was stuff for them to buy and sell and passengers for them to carry and all that good stuff. The trains is one of the aspects of Factorio that I really enjoyed. It took me a long time to figure out how to get the trains to work. But once I did, it was like, oh my, this is fun. And the other thing, it took me a long time. I think it's the last tutorial in Factorio. There's four or five Factorio sort of training tasks that you have to do. And it starts out really small, like, you know, have to make some furnaces, you have to mine some stuff. And the last one, you have to recover a destroyed outpost. And the win condition does not include all the things you could do. The winning condition only involves having certain amount of, I don't even remember what it is. But there's a lot of rail to run. And if you run all the rail, if you rebuild all the rail, it'll take a while. But I discovered early on that you really only need to run one of them. One of the two. And there is so much leftover crap from the destroyed stations that you can use the leftover crap, you can salvage it and use it to take it to the end of the game, the end of the tutorial. And it's kind of fun. You have to deal with biters, you have to deal with all that. I usually play on peaceful. I don't have the patience to deal with biters. It's not why I'm not playing the game to beat things up. Of course, without the biters, there's no real incentive to control the pollution, so there's that game mechanic that gets bypassed if I do. But running rail lines was fun. I enjoyed running rail lines. The other game that I remember playing that was really a lot of fun was Black and White. I still have that game. I think I can install it. I think it will run on my machine. I'm not sure I want to keep playing it though. I always turned evil for some reason, and I don't know why. I remember the graphics looking really cool, and now the graphics look kind of, yeah, real close, but not quite there. I suppose I suppose that's the case in a lot of them. I've been through almost 2,000 games on Steam on my Discover Tube, 12 games at a time, and I have ignored so many games. And I keep being given the same kinds of games that I've ignored. It may be just that there are so many puzzle games and so many text-based adventure games. You know, an 8-panel square jigsaw puzzle isn't really a lot of challenge, I'm just saying. I don't care how scantily clad the person in the image might be. It's not something I'm really interested in. Just saying. Just throwing it out there. But side-scrollers. No, I'm not going to do a side-scroller. Top-down. No, I'm not really into top-down. I say that, and then I look at something like Factorio, which is completely top-down. And I look at something like Satisfactory, which I didn't find to be particularly satisfactory. And that's not, that's 3D, but the whole thing was just so... I played for, I don't know, 20, 30 hours, and I was like, why? I don't get it. Trying to get anything automated was such a pain in the butt. Anyway, I am at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.